You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Morbid obese are ignored, not considered by society in general. And it's like society is blaming, shaming us for our physicality without even trying to understand why or help us out of the situations that we are in, which makes us invisible individuals. Hey, I'm Sean Mulroney.
Brandon Glore here.
And Brandon Glore is my health, fitness, he helps me how not to eat the wrong food, but how the right, extraordinaire. And we're talking about invisible individuals. Say that real quick, Brandon. That's a hard thing to say.
I'll let you take care of it.
Well, can you say it? Let me hear you say it real quick. Say
invisible individual.
Oh, man. He got it right down perfectly. Absolutely. I'm excited for the show, especially about us being invisible. Myself, yeah. Obese people are. We talk about it all the time, Brandon. We're sort of put on the back shelf. Nobody wants to do that. We've got every circumstance, situation, ailment out there, with the exception of morbid obese, is covered. And it's a shame, if you ask me. It feels like unless there's some popular megastar, you know, standing there asking for folks to join the plight, then we are left to ourselves. And I felt that way, Brandon, for a long time, that I was left. And we've talked about that.
Yeah.
I felt that I've been left to myself. And then what happens is then ignore it and it isn't happening mentality is out there. And that's a stigma that we are talking about that absolves them from accountability, from everything to airline seats. Okay. Now, 14 inches wide is an airline. My arm is 14 inches. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking now, I don't want people to cater to us. I want accommodation.
Yeah.
I want people to say, okay, if I want to get fit, how am I going to get fit whenever we don't have the right kind of things in this, in accountability that, you know, to watch these bands and all the stuff that we get involved in, we don't have it. So I feel invisible for quite a long time, especially when I started putting weight on in 2000. I felt like there was no way that I would have anything until the hope came that you came into my life. And we came into each other's life to where you didn't treat me like an invisible person.
Right.
So why didn't you treat me? Why there's other mentality out there. Why didn't you treat me like an invisible individual as an obese person?
Well, one of my favorite sayings is, I couldn't even tell you who I got the saying from, but it's like, you don't look down upon a man because he's poor. You don't look up to a man because he's rich. You look at him square in the eyes because he's a man. It's the exact same concept for a fit individual. Don't look down on an individual because they're not fit. Don't look up to an individual because they are fit. Look at him because they're an individual. So we take that mindset.
That's a gold nugget. So don't look down at a person because they're poor, and don't look at him as a rich. Look at him square in the eye.
Yep.
That's what we need. That I'm not an invisible person. No morbid obese person out there is invisible. I don't care what anybody says. And don't let anybody or society tell you and fit you in this mold to make you think that you are invisible and nobody cares about you. Because I'm going to tell you what, there are people that care
for
you. And Oakville Fit Body Boot Camp, Nicole Becker and Brandon Glore cared about me and brought me into the fold, if you will, and treated me that I was a person and looked at me not as an outsider, not as a down and out. You didn't look down on me. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't look up to me. Brandon, that's gold right there, man. That's life changing. And I feel in my heart of hearts that when somebody believes in me, that gives me that much more gumption.
Oh, absolutely.
To get going.
Right.
And why is there such a stigma? Let me say this. I'm going to say this all the time. I spent years breaking, you know, furniture because of my weight, right? People would say, hey, don't sit on that chair. You know, of course, you know, 687 pounds. Furniture's not made for big guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big guy, no, sit on that. I'm a big person doing big things for big change.
Yeah, I love that.
And you know what I'm doing right now? Is I'm going to break stigmas. I'm not breaking furniture anymore. I'm going to break the stigmas that are out there.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing with this podcast, the Obesity Revolution. That's what it's all about. And we can do everything and designed to get us to what we're doing. And, you know, that's the same thing about stigmas. You know, somebody asked me, hey, you all are from St. Louis. I said, yes, I am. Matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, have you ever been in the Arch? I said, if I go up in the top of the Arch, I will make it a McDonald's symbol. So I have not been at the top of the arch.
Not yet.
Yes, we will. Just like you want me to run up my big hill.
That's right.
You have a dream for me.
You will.
I have a dream. So you have a dream for me to go in the arch, and I'm not going to make it a McDonald's symbol because McDonald's got me there. So I'm not going to give rights back to McDonald's. So I don't go in the top of the arch yet. But I will get there. I promise
Absolutely.
You.
Yes, we
One
will.
One way or the other, I'm going there slow but sure. Everything that we're doing is absolutely amazing. So guess what? We got some amazing guests
yes,
with us
yes, we
today.
Do.
We got Jamie Gillum. She's the owner of Tex Fit Training down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Mimi Gray. Mimi Gray is inspirational, man. She is a go-getter. She's mm-hmm. like the female version of me, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't take two of them. You know, they couldn't make two males, but they made a male and a female. So it's like equivalent. And, of course, Jamie is like the equivalent of you. Mirror image, you know what
uh-huh.
I mean? So I never thought about that, but it's pretty good. So I want to introduce to everybody out there to Jamie Gillum, owner of TexFit. She's a trainer. She knows health and fitness as well. And Mimi Gray. Jamie, Mimi, welcome to Sean Maroney's Obesity Revolution. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you. Doing great.
Good. So, Jamie, let's start with you. How did it come about you finding me, you know, this fat guy sweating, if you will? You know, I was doing some work in the gym. So how did it come about that we can give everybody a background?
Mimi actually mentioned you, and I saw your videos on Facebook, and I was inspired, and I just started sharing your page with other people. You know, and that includes everybody from people that, you know, maybe they're not struggling with weight, but just motivation, and also sharing it with people that are really struggling, you know, to lose weight, and they're really just, they've been down and out and need that support and motivation. So you've been inspiring all different kinds of people from all walks of life, and we're excited. You've gotten me excited. You've gotten Mimi excited to really help bring awareness to a growing problem that's getting worse by the day. We're not making a whole lot of progress, and I'm thankful to have you and to team up with you and Brandon to make change.
We're breaking them stigmas, Jamie, and I love your attitude, because the obese people, in your opinion, you own a gym, you're a health and fitness instructor. Don't you think that obese people are sort of left as a, you know, and I asked Brandon this the same thing, that we are sort of invisible individuals? Would you agree with that?
By the fitness industries, I would say within the fitness industry, yes. I believe that there's not a lot of tools. There's not a lot of education available for fitness professionals to understand. And, you know, a lot of trainers are led to believe that you're not going to be successful. And so we're not really trained to seek out the obese population to help you.
Expand on that, too. That's powerful right there,
yeah.
Brandon.
Yeah, no,
So you got two health fitness people here.
I agree 100% with her. What you find in the fitness industry, and I said this isn't all fitness companies, but this is what you see generally as the mass, is they target stuff towards a certain group of people because this is where the money's at.
Mm.
When it comes down to the game, it's not about changing lives, which they'll claim, but it's where the dollar signs are at, and who can we target right now, get here right now to make the most money off of right now. When that's your ambition and that's your true goal and that's your true passion is the dollar sign, then certain other populations get left out and they're not targeted, therefore they're not taught on and stuff like that. So when you go through just even your training certifications and stuff like that, when you sit there and take these certain tests, I have handfuls of certifications. I've never sat in there taking a test of how to work somebody out that's over 200 pounds overweight, 300 pounds. It's always a general population of, you know, just, you know, anywhere from 30 to 100 pounds overweight, you know.
And
so,
that's what their target is, what you're saying. Is
absolutely.
That's where the money,
that's where the
money's at.
The majority of the money's at.
See, man, we got to break that. I mean, seriously, what Jamie said was is a truth bomb galore. And then what Brandon said is such truth that's where the money's at. And Jamie, I can't help but say this to you too, is you use the most the incredible statistic whenever we first started talking that blew my mind. mind about the 85%, you know, the 15%. Can you expand on that to everybody out there on what that means, on, you know, the ones that we're not going to do it, we're not going to be able to capitalize? What's your thoughts, and give us that example, if you will?
Well, I can tell you just from actual statistics, the you're talking about 42% to 56% of the population just at New Year's alone join a health club for their New Year's resolution goals. Out of that percentage, you have a 5 to 8% success rate, which is loosely stated because I'm not sure what exactly success rate means. They're sticking with it, obviously. So 5 to 8% of those people joining the gym just in January are sticking with their workout routine and sticking with their goals. Now, for the gym world and what we've learned in what they teach us is, you know, you're looking at an 85% dropout rate within the first 2 months.
Wow.
Especially among the obese population. So if we take the obese population, you know, it's say 250 pounds upwards, they have, you know, an 85 to 90% dropout rate within the first 2 months of joining a gym.
Jeez.
And that's staggering. And that's why, as Brandon was saying, the target market, you know, it's really the fit population, because as we were discussing yesterday, fit people, they're going to come to the gym, you know, they're already in their routine, and they're going to come to the gym whether I encourage them or motivate them to or not, and they're going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning exercisers, they require motivation. They require rewards. They require accountability. They need somebody to reach out and hold their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big difference is, are we here to make money? Are we here to help people? Obviously, I'd like to do both.
Of course.
But my goal is to really help my community. And in the process, you know, I make a living doing it. But that's where we have a huge problem is we can't just open the door and expect people to walk in and stick with it. We have to be that bridge and help them reach their goals. And it takes more effort than just opening the front door.
And you said that is the statement was the deconditioned get fit and the fit get fitter.
Right.
That's a powerful, powerful statement. Listen, we're not invisible individuals. I don't care what anybody says. The morbidly obese are people. We need help, and that's what we're doing is let's cause a chain reaction to get that with Jamie, what Brandon's doing in the health and fitness industry. I'm out of my comfort zone right now in health and fitness. My comfort zone is radio, you know, talking to people, helping people, all that stuff. But what we're doing is Brandon's coming out of his comfort zone because he's never done media or radio or anything like that. I've never done health and fitness. I mean, obviously, Mr. 687 pounder, you know, you big whopper, you. But me, so we want everyone that's listening to come out of their comfort zone. Jamie, come out of her comfort zone to help Mimi. And what I want to do real quick, tell us a little background about Mimi, and then I want to hear from the female version of Sean Maroney.
So Mimi called me and asked me if I could help her.
Mm-hmm.
And she explained that she has MS. And that she was in a power chair and that she needed knee replacements. She has quite a long list of conditions and was on quite a bit of medication. So I just said, come on in and I'll help you. And she showed up and we've cried a lot together. We've cussed a lot together. And, you know, we just, you know, we've become good friends in the process. And she's at about 100 pounds weight loss right
awesome.
Now. And
Yes. Bravo. Bravo, Jamie. Bravo, Mimi. So, Mimi, how you doing?
Thank you.
So I'm
good, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Tell us about the experience that you're going through. Are we invisible? Yes or no, Mimi? We're going to make ourselves well known, right?
Well, we have been invisible, absolutely. But we're gonna kill the assumption that we're not worth it.
Come on, kill the assumption. Come on, Mimi.
We're gonna kill the assumption that we're not worth it. We are important,
and we're raising awareness.
We have families. We have families. We have friends who love us. And the problem is, I think that we need to love ourselves enough to do the work.
Yes, Yes.
And that's a problem when you are marginalized and you feel worthless and unimportant because of your size or another disability or whatever. I know people look at me in my power chair and think, oh, well, she's just fat because she never bothers to get up and do anything.
Right.
And that's like the farthest thing from the truth. And Jamie said it yesterday to you, and it shocked me when she said it, when she said, Mimi's fit.
Yes.
She's fit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was Brim, like, I didn't realize I am fit. I am. I work my butt off.
You do. You do, Mimi. I've seen you. I've seen you, yes.
But I didn't. It didn't occur to me that I was fit until Jamie said it to you.
Wow.
But yeah. I'm so glad that you're doing this, and you inspired me to make my own videos and put them, Jamie and I put them on the TechFit website, and then people just started coming in the door. Because I said, look, I'm a 400-pound lady that drives around in a power chair. If I can get in here and work out, anybody
can
work out.
Oh, yes. Oh.
No excuses, man.
Well, how about me? How about you seeing me? I inspired you, right?
I know.
I inspired you, right,
you
Mimi?
Totally
so,
did.
So a fat guy, a morbidly obese, invisible individual inspired somebody, correct? And I'm not just inspiring people that are our weight or in our class that we consider our community. We're inspiring people that are 50 pounds overweight, Mimi. Come on.
Everybody.
Seriously. Wow. Mimi, so give me...
It's amazing.
Give me your final thought on this about us being invisible.
I don't know about... I mean, well, I do know about you. You got a loud voice. I got a loud voice.
Yes.
And now, thanks to you, I'm not afraid to share my story and put it out there on social media and whatever. And I have people walking up to me in this little tiny town all the time. Mimi, you are doing so great. Mimi, I joined the gym because of you.
Awesome.
Mimi, you know, keep up the good work. And they, and so it's just amazing. And we need more people like us to get out there and say it. And we need more people like Brandon and Jamie to get out there and say, you know what, fitness industry, these people are worth helping. And it's shame on you for not helping them.
Hey, listen, so what is this revolution? What are we doing right now? We're causing a chain reaction. What's it called?
The obesity revolution?
Yeah, say it again. Go ahead.
The obesity revolution.
Is coming after you. Join the movement. Join the movement.
Come on. Kill the assumption.
That's right, and make
That's
awareness.
Good.
Hey, and listen, Jamie, final thought from you. Give us some more. I mean, you said so much gold nuggets between you and Brandon. I'm just sitting here in awe. So give us your final thoughts on everything, Jamie.
Well, first of all, Mimi's doing the work. You're doing the work, you know. I mean, she's putting in all the work and the effort, so I don't want to take credit for that, for sure. But my final thought is, you know, we're creating awareness on both sides, you know, so that when somebody walks through the door, they're not scared that I'm going to yell and scream at them and make them work out until they puke. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a misconception because of what's been shown on TV.
Yes.
And then we're going to create awareness in the fitness industry with fitness professionals and help people understand that there's a need here and that we can safely help people and that fit is not a size. And it's all about being healthy from the inside out. And we're going to do this. We're going to create awareness.
Yes.
We're going to keep on doing what we're doing.
Yes.
And we're going to create change and help as many people as we can.
And that, my friends, is what the Obesity Revolution is about. Jamie Gillum, Mimi Gray, you all are rock stars, and I love you both. And you know what? Together, all of us, Brandon, Jamie, Mimi, myself, and others, let's join the movement. Thank you for being on today. You both are rock stars.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sean. Thanks, Brandon.
It was a pleasure talking to you guys.
That's what I'm talking about. The obesity revolution is not just a fat guy speaking from a chair. It's about others and individuals that are out there that need help, that aren't invisible, and we can do it. You can join the movement. We want you to join the movement.
Yes.
People are joining the movement, and you know what? If you can, you don't have no excuses. My dreams are bigger than my excuses. I'm not invisible. I'm going to make myself seen. It's easy to see me, and you can see me whatever you want to, working out, sweating, whatever it's going to do. So that's what the obesity revolution is all about. Join the movement.
Yes.
That was good. What's your final thought, Brandon?
My final thought is for anybody who's out there listening who needs to start their fitness journey, whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 500 pounds, don't be afraid to start. If you look at the energy of Mimi and you look at the energy of Sean and how happy happy they are that they have started this journey. You won't regret it. Just get it started, and you'll be glad you did it. So get on board.
Man, and listen, the lack of real information, education needs to be provided to trainers. Someone that needs to take a stand and say, wait a minute, these folks need help. Let us help them. You know, make clothes they can wear while they exercise. Make equipment that they can handle their size and weight that's comfortable. Stop the negativity and incorrect stigmas associated with the morbidly obese, because here's the fact to the fact. Morbidly obese people know they are morbidly obese. You don't have to be cruel to them. And morbidly obese people suffer from depression, all these things underneath the sun. Morbidly obese people may be subconsciously dealing with childhood trauma that they know and aren't prepared to face. Like me, I was sexually abused at a young age. I had to deal with it. Morbidly obese people have been poorly educated. We all have. Exercise is part of it. Nutrition is ignored. No one has taught us folks how to eat or how to exercise, and I want to learn. That's what I have Brandon for. And morbidly obese people have certain hereditary factors that make their lives more challenging. Morbid obesity can be reversed with hard work, encouragement, proper equipment and training, and the right trainers. And the BMI chart, the body mass index chart, is a load of garbage, okay? I don't care what anybody says. And then finally, is this is fiction. Morbidly obese people are lazy slobs. That is a fictional statement. Morbidly obese people are gluttons. I'm not a glutton. Morbidly obese people are a lost cause. We're not a lost cause. We're not invisible individuals. And you know what? We need to make things happen. Big people, I'm a big person with big things happening, and we're going to make big change. That's what the Obesity Revolution is. Go to theobesityrevolution.com, and until next time, we love you, and don't let anybody stifle your voice.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at hashtag Team Sean, hashtag The Obesity Revolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.